Thank you. Like the gentleman from Google, 2 weeks into the job, I had to do this speech, so be gentle with me. In every industry, there's unique requirements. Healthcare industry, as you all know better than me, challenges these requirements and the challenges when selecting a vendor. Selecting a vendor for a cloud is no different than selecting any other vendor. You have to know what the options are from the vendor, what the features are, what your requirements are, and make sure that you get these from the vendor. Some of the important questions to ask: what are the specific industry challenges? How does the cloud impact these to make my life easier? What are my concerns about cloud services? And the criteria for selecting a vendor. From patient care, and from administrative standpoint, there is an increase in storage capacity requirements. Electronic documents get heavier, imaging, streaming, having a backup for your files in case of a disaster is very important. Emailing is a big challenge. Some servers do not allow more than 10 megabytes, so the cloud is a solution for that. Accessing files and records from anywhere is a given by the cloud, but there are limitations depending on what you do. The cloud computing applications in healthcare are two sections. One is the clinical information systems, EMR, picture archiving and communication, radiology information, computerized physician order entry, laboratory information, pharmacy information, and then specific requirements per the organization. The non-clinical information systems are revenue cycle management, automatic patient billing, cost accounting, payroll, and claims management. How can cloud services make our life easier? Most cloud services allow backup. Most cloud services allow you the access to your files from anywhere and from any device. Most clouds allow you the ability to upload and send large files. Sharing files with appropriate recipients is a possibility, but there are limitations in some clouds. So, what are my worries? Security, control, ease of use, ease of implementation, cost, and storage space. So these are my criteria. Security control, accessibility, functions, storage space, cost, and the selection whether it's a public cloud or a private cloud. So let's look at security. Whether it's true or not, security is an issue. And in all the studies that I have read, security is the number one issue. There's concerns about the protection of my files. And in the recent days, I would like to expand security also to a privacy concern where the government has access to databases of providers. As the cloud becomes more convenient, there are certain important questions one should ask. Do I know where my files are? I know they're online, but where are they? Are they in some container ship in the Far East floating around? The unfortunate part of the cloud is that if you use a public cloud, there's a footprint for everything that you send through this through the network. If you use an attachment to an email, that attachment, even after you delete the email, that attachment will remain on the provider's servers somewhere for a number of time. So be careful where you use your selfies. Another aspect regarding security is the terms and conditions. We all have sat in front of the terminal, scroll down until the accept button turns on, click it, download, install, and we're done. I will read you the terms, an excerpt from the terms of a popular cloud service. By submitting, posting, generating, or displaying any application and or customer data on or through the services of the customer gives Cloud X a worldwide non-sublicensable, non-transferable, non-exclusive, terminable, limited license to use any application and or customer data for the sole purpose of enabling Cloud X to provide, maintain, protect, and improve the services in accordance with this agreement. Your data's gone. Doesn't belong to you. So, what can we do? Make sure the vendors we choose have security measures and encryption in place. Review the terms and conditions to make sure that they meet your demands, and if they don't, make sure you negotiate. Our opinion is use the private cloud where at all possible. Most of the problems of security, in our opinion, lay in the public cloud. Control. Permission settings are an important feature offered by many cloud services. How much you have over control you have over your files is an important aspect. The cloud vendor you select should give you control over all your files, who you allow them to access it, who you allow them to download them, who you allowed just to share. So some permission settings to consider when you're evaluating the vendor. Can you choose who accesses one specific file and who accesses another specific file? You can transfer a whole folder, but you may not want a specific file in that folder to be downloadable with particular recipients. Can you control whether the recipient of the permission is the only person that can access that file? Can you track when the recipient has accessed the file and when that you have given them permission? Is there a time stamp and time dated stamp? How is a recipient of a permission allowed to access these files? Most vendors will give you the option of download. Some vendors will allow you to classify the file as view only, which comes in handy when you have confidential information. The question is, can the recipient modify the file once it's downloaded? How long can the recipient have access to the file? Can you retract that permission when the employee or the colleague is no longer with the company or the institution? Can I take away his authorization of viewing or sharing that file? Accessibility. One of the major benefits of the cloud is access from anywhere. We don't need USB sticks that can be stolen or lost. We don't need to worry about NAS devices to carry with us and forget our files. There are iOS and Android apps, and we don't have to worry about accessing our files remotely. Now, when we come to the apps, one thing to consider is, does the cloud vendor have the necessary apps for cell phones, for tablets, iPads, and are they applicable to the particular project that you're putting together? One study shows that there are 53,000 apps classified for healthcare. Of the 53,000, there's only 23 that are really applicable to healthcare. So be careful when the vendor says, I have apps. Functions. We've already discussed how important a function such as permission control is when you're choosing the vendor. There are many other functions you need to consider. Deciding which functions you need from a cloud provider will narrow your search. Some of the important functions to consider is the ability to upload large files without any size limitations, the ability to upload entire folders full of files, the ability to share large files, the ability to share entire folders, sharing without having to create special user accounts and passwords. All these are real situations. Can I share the same file without creating multiple copies? Can I share without having to install special software? Can I share multiple files without having to move them from the same folder? Streaming capabilities for audio and video is a must. Is the user interface easy for my people to learn how to get trained how to use it? Now, storage space is the other criteria. If one considers how much data snowballs in an organization as the years go by, and we had the example of the gentleman yesterday, you need to make sure that there's no limit in how much storage you can achieve with the cloud vendor. Many cloud services, particularly public clouds, do not allow storage above a certain limit. The private clouds, some, allow you to expand without any limitation. USB sticks now are up to 1 terabyte, and they cost a few dollars. Cost. The ongoing debate, upfront investment or pay as you go with annual subscription. This is a decision you have to make on your own. The public cloud service, as everybody knows, is on an annual subscription. The private cloud is an upfront cost. To expand the capacity on the private cloud is the cost of a USB stick or a hard drive. To expand capacity on public cloud, it's the salami method. You get slice by slice, and you don't realize how big of the salami was. Here's some usage information on how the private cloud, the hybrid cloud, and the community cloud is being used. I believe this is from Gartner, but I'm not sure. They're quite interesting, actually. Okay, so we had six criterias. This is how they stack up between public cloud and private cloud. There are two differences. The files are in your possession in the private cloud, and the cost is a one-time fee in a private cloud. We're not advocating either one. The decision has to be yours. Here's some risks to consider when you're deciding on a private or a public cloud. What happens if the company goes bankrupt? Do I lose my files? How do I get them back? They're in a container somewhere. Private cloud, there's another risk that you have to face. Is the private cloud provider giving us just hardware, hard disk? Or is he providing some software to interface that storage with other devices? like televisions, like audio systems. Storm Eagle stands for your storage friend. The healthcare industry has certain issues to consider. Security of files, ease of access, control over the files, and they would like to have low cost of storage expandability. The Cloud Blocker is Storm Eagle's on-prem storage device, and it was designed with many of these criterias in mind. It's not a peer-to-peer or NAS type device. It is a cloud server. It's a mini PC. It has 250 gigabytes memory and can expand with USB sticks, has multiple ports on it. It allows full remote access of the files that you stored and allows media streaming. This is important because many of the NAS devices do not allow streaming. As the businesses and the consumers become more educated, the cloud device marketplace will continue to seek solutions such as the Cloud Locker. If you are in the storage device business and you do not have the software capability to provide a private cloud, you will soon be out of business. Storm Eagle has certain unique features, or so we think. You can share your original media from with everyone. You don't need to make multiple copies. That saves space on your equipment and your friends. The permission-based sharing assigns who sees what and how. Permissions can be changed anytime. The Cloud Locker has built-in messaging options to let you know when the file has been opened, when it's been downloaded, when it's been shared, so you know the disposition of your files at all times. It has a built-in contact management database, which allows you to simply click off the database the recipients of a particular file and click what their permissions will be. There is a notification system to track the entire flow of the files that you shared. This is a sampling of the companies that provide storage on cloud, on public cloud, and how Storm Eagle stacks up against those companies. I realize that it's a busy chart, so I apologize. And this is how the Cloud Locker compares to NAS devices that are in the market that I'm sure you're all familiar with. So, conclusion. When selecting a vendor, know what you need, know what they offer, know what your budget is, make sure you know all the hidden costs that are involved. One of them is, if I terminate my service with one provider, how much is it going to cost me to take back my files and give them to a new provider? The Cloud Locker is a unique device. It is a hybrid. It contains the features of the public cloud and the features of the private cloud. We believe that it is the only one in the market at this stage that can do what is necessary. I thank you, and now you can throw your shoes at me.
No, John, thank you very much.